when you're looking at like who are the big gets, who are the big opportunities for, you know,
I mean, right now the big
other
the,
voices,
the big gets
what
are,
you
know, the people that don't want to be gotten because they don't want to get the hellfire from the other side, which is Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders.
She likes hellfire.
Yeah, I know.
She's good with the hellfire.
That's true.
Those
are the names that people look at in the Democratic Party for potential leaders in 2020. I wonder if there's somebody just completely different that we're just not thinking of.
So you think some of the biggest Democratic names are in essence avoiding the fight?
I think that it's the conventional wisdom is that you don't want to put your hat in the ring too early because you don't want to be the focus of everybody's attention, the focus of all of the criticism.
And his attention.
And therefore, we have a sort of a vacuum of ideas at the same time.
Yeah.
I'll say that as a Democrat.
Look, we have a vacuum of ideas.
I'm not putting that on you.
Look at what the DNC.
I have a lot of ideas.
I just wonder if the DNC has their finger on the pulse. I mean, they put out a press release after Flake announced that he wasn't running again, just attacking Flake, and it's like it's a little tone deaf.
Seemed like a lost
opportunity. He's actually quite articulate about this. He's more articulate than Democrats about the problem. Gosh, he sounds like a Democrat.
I think everybody needs to tone it the F down. Just tone it down. Just bring down the volume. Because if we're all loud about everything, nothing penetrates. Right. I think we're facing big dangers when it comes to our sovereignty, when it comes to our democratic process, our elections. We have a foreign power that's trying to manipulate us. We need to focus on that. That is a huge story. You can't let that keep happening. Otherwise, where will we be?